email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Just to mention, if you're out and about in Dublin City Centre tomorrow, the annual recovery run is starting in Ballymun, and we're running over to Crumlin via Finglas and the inner city. And it's all to do with recovery and making recovery visible on our streets. And we're doing that in the morning. So if you see us out and about, give us an old cheer and words of encouragement as well. Jack L will be back shortly.
That get on the bus and cause no fuss, because I'm free to be whatever I choose. I'm free to charge whatever concert price tickets I want. Ah, right, how are you? I just came in to tell you, will you keep it down a bit? I'm building, doing a bit of building. RT have commissioned me to do a bit of building outside, so if you wouldn't mind, I believe you were blaring music earlier and all that.
What did you get the commission to build?
Just a few things around the gaff, you know. RT saw an advertisement during the week, thought it was great value, so they've got a few of them. They just had me, you know, me being the builder, you know, and all that. They got all me back in, yeah. They're just called bike sheds. So RT couldn't believe it. They're only 340,000. I'm doing them a deal for cash, right? I'm doing weatherproof ones that are 520,000. So they're getting two of them. Now, I did say, look, you can have Ryan Tuberty back for that price. So they've actually ordered four now. So I've got building about 15 bike sheds out the back. So if you wouldn't mind keeping it down, wouldn't you? This is nothing to do with the children's hospital where the poor children are being left out. There's supposed to be 450 million. Now it's 2.5 billion. And it's not the builders getting the money, right? It's the solicitors. One's doing nothing about it. Get on the bus and cause no fuss. I'm free to be whatever I choose.
You had some in there. Did you? I know the answer to this. I'm going to ask the question anyway. Yeah. Did you get Oasis tickets?
Well, yeah, sort of. I just put you, it's like, look, I there was a guard and a nurse, right? That's what they said. They were going to buy a house, but they didn't. They bought an Oasis ticket. And, so they had to flip a coin to see which one of them went. Now, the guard is a Dublin guard, so he's on a good wage. Now, obviously, if he's a Dublin guard, he failed to leave him, right? So that's why he's in the guards. But no, I'm actually not right. I actually look, dynamic pricing and all that. It's gonna happen everywhere. There's nothing we can do. I mean, my Ireland England ticket tomorrow. Oh, by the way, if anyone's going to the Ireland England game tomorrow night, we have a new manager, Ray, from Iceland.
Yes.
I don't know which branch of the supermarket, but anyway, he's the difference is right. So if you're going to, it's going to be a brilliant game, but I can't promise the riots will be as good as 1995.
As
I said to you on this very show before, yes. The Brits might have given us the famine, emigration, 800 years of war, the penal laws, shot the leaders of the rising, but we gave them Ryan Tuberty. So it's time we're quits. We win that one, actually, if anything. And remember this, Ray, without the British, we could be speaking German or worse, Irish. So, they're our neighbours. Let's get on with them. Let's give each other 12 points in the Air Division again and be the bigger people. Pity they weren't in my group. I might have got through. Isn't that right, Jack? I was done. Yeah. Anyway, look, I can't wait for the match tomorrow night. Yeah. Hold on, sorry, Ray, I'm after leaving my phone on. What am I after doing? Hold on.
So, will you, what's the thing?
Hello. Ah, oh, Mary Lou, how are you? Hello, Mary Lou, how are you? No, I'm not. Sorry, I'm on the radio. Yeah. No, sorry, it's not Claire Byrne. Ray D'Arcy. She's putting no brain on. You know the hipster Eamon De Valera.
I met him earlier on, actually.
Sorry about that, right? Yeah. How are you on? Well, your housing policy. Yeah. What do you mean I have to explain it? What? Hold on. So what do you mean? So you own the ground, but you don't own the house.
You
own the house, but you don't own... Sorry, you own the stairs, but only if you live in a bungalow.
No.
And you own some of the windows. Okay, you own the letterbox. Hold on, Ray, will you write this down?
Right.
You don't own the kitchen sink, but you own the hall. Right, and if you have a porch, you have to flip... Sorry, you don't own the cereal bowls, but you own some of the cereals. Ray, will you write this down, all right? Right, this is the Sinn Féin housing plan. Yeah. So you own cornflakes, Rice Krispies, write that down, Ray. Cow Pops, Special K, not the one with the red berries though, Ray. Put red berries there, right? Yeah. Lucky Charms and Shreddies? Look, I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah.
Good luck with the image.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Do you know when you're in the Aviva tomorrow evening and you're cheering on Ireland?
I have to say, right,
what's
it might
the
be.
Chance
because
now?
Oasis are actually playing Croke Park.
Yes.
The Aviva. And they're also playing Malahide Castle.
No, they're not.
No, they are. They are. It's not because Noel and Liam don't get on. The band Oasis will be in Croke Park. They just figured they could earn more money. So they're going to put Liam over Malahide Castle and Noel in the Aviva. And they're going to put Bonehead and crew in Croker. so they can screw the Irish people for yet more money.
Yeah.
Anyway, what would you apologies to everyone who went to Coldplay.
Yes.
A couple of my pals came over from America, right? They'd seen Coldplay 19 times. Yeah. They hadn't got tickets, so I brought them to the Red Cow. We went up and down the elevator for 2 hours and I flicked with the light bulb. They said it was the best Coldplay concert they were ever at. Like, Codaline Lee. How come a brilliant band like Codaline?
Yeah, I know. Look at Bell X1 as well.
Yeah, Rocky Took a Lover.
Oh, yeah, why aren't they international stars?
That's Jack L, by the way, right? That's not Bell X1.
No.
Yeah, you're after getting mixed up there. Yeah.
And Jack L, for that matter. Yes.
Are you having Jack M in next week? Then Jack N. By the way, bad news on Jack O. He's got. He'll send Bubbles in instead, but he's brown bread. What's that, Jack?
Jack, are you going to sing a song?
Go on, Georgie boy. I love it. Yeah, what a brilliant song.
Jack is going to sing for us.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Happy birthday, Ray. Yeah,
thank you.
And love to Sean as well, Jack.
Thank you very much.
Jack,
home run.
Jack
that
Lippman.
Ugly duckling you were thinking about earlier, I scored her in Cockers last Sunday.
We've got to do it as a duet.
We have to do it. Let's do it as a treble and bring Ray in it. I'm only lying about
turkey.
That bit.
How about that one?
What about the turkey and the ham?
JackLukeman.com.
That is beautiful.
The Northern Lights Tour. That was brilliant. Thanks so much, Jack.
Happy
birthday to Ray.
Happy birthday to Ray.
Enjoy your weekend. Happy birthday, Boring Ray. On RTE Radio 1.